Hi, you're listening to the Sunday Service coming from St. Columba's, Derevogie on the Belsize Road in Lisburn. You can connect more with us by visiting our website at derevogie.com or liking our Facebook page. Good morning. Welcome to our service this morning from St. Columba's, Derevogie on the Belsize Road in Lisburn. My name's James. And this is Easter Day, a day of celebration, a day of celebration in the church. This is a day that we can declare that God that we worship is a God who is alive. And so welcome. If you're joining us for the first time online, we want to give you a really warm welcome for that. If you're a normal, regular part of our community, welcome into this new world that we find ourselves in. We'll begin today with some sentences of scripture, and then we'll do a really familiar little phrase if you're a part of our church. So let's find it in Psalm 118 and verse 14. Now, for the savvy amongst you, you'll have realized if you joined us last week, we read some of this last week as well. So we're kind of duplicating a little bit, but following on through out the other side of it. So Psalm 118 and verse 14. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live and proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastised me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness, because I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for you have answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Easter Sunday. As Anglicans, we declare something loudly at the beginning of our service today. I'm going to say the words, Christ is risen. And the response to this is, the Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. I love it. Wherever you're sitting in your homes, as a family, as individuals, that we are, as voices are loud and clear as we respond to this. So I'm going to say, Christ is risen. And your response is, the Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. As we rise to the risen Lord, we recognize today that in his death on a cross and his defeat of death, he has opened the gates of heaven. Forgiveness freely flows from the cross of Christ. And so we come confessing our sins before him today. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. So may Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we read and hear the collect for this Easter day. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant that as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires. So by your continual help, we bring them to good effect through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. This point, we normally invite the children to come up to us. One of the things that I forgot to bring it with me today, okay? But I'm just thinking, one of my all-time favourite pieces of chocolate is a cream egg. And the beauty about cream eggs is not that they come out at Easter, but the beauty of a cream egg is this. It comes out on Boxing Day. So you can actually buy it from Boxing Day all the way through to after Easter. They're lovely. As a child, I remember getting one of those big cardboard boxes with the big Cadbury's cream egg sitting in it. And I remember taking the top off the top of it really carefully, because inside as a child, I believed that the inside would be filled with that beautiful fondant, only to my utter disgust to find the egg empty. Totally empty. Rubbish. With like two tiny little cream eggs wrapped up inside it. It's not good. It's no good at all. But the egg reminds us that inside it is life. That egg was hollow. I wonder where we find ourselves today. Is inside of us hollow? Are we looking for something? Do we feel empty or forgotten about? Or do we find ourselves like that other little cream egg that I love, filled with fondant and good things? Because actually the scriptures tell us that God wants to fill us with good things today. And on this Easter day, we know that because he died and rose again for us. Above my head, you can see the cross. Remember, I'm not that tall, so you're still able to see it. You can still see the cross, reminding us that it's empty today because he rose again. He's alive, and he wants to fill you with good things today. So as we eat our eggs, as we gouge on our chocolates, Linda's now over, and we can do it whenever we want. Don't use that as an excuse, children. Don't say to your mummy, now, James allowed me to eat as much chocolate as we want. But you know what I mean? As we enjoy the things maybe that we've set to the side for Lent, let's remember that the Lord wants to fill us with good things today. And the best thing that we can fill ourselves with is his Holy Spirit that we receive once we receive Jesus Christ as our Saviour and Lord. We're going to turn to God's Word. It's important to do that. We turn to God's Word for today, Matthew chapter 28.
The Resurrection. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to a woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee, where you will see him. Now I have told you."
So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell her disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they have seen me."
The events of the last week have been dark and stark. There's been a loss of hope. And that is true in the scriptures as well. This last week, the disciples have believed as Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday that the king had arrived. This was Jesus' moment. Little did they realize that on Good Friday, whenever he would die on a cross, that that would be his moment. In that moment, pain and despair and the starkness of death entered their world. All their hopes placed in a Savior who they saw these miracles happening, wonderful teaching, who they believed was going to free them from the slavery of the Roman Empire. And now he was dead. And so these ladies, these women, whenever they went to the tomb early on that Sunday morning, probably with downcast heads, muttering amongst each other about what had happened. But it's no surprise to us, because we look back on this passage with hindsight that says, well, we know Jesus rose again, but they didn't. At the moment where the ladies are and the women are coming to the tomb with downcast hearts to visit the body, and the noise that they can't even get into the tomb because it's sealed so tight. But it was custom that they would go and visit the body, look after the body, to dress it with the elements it needed to be dressed with. And so they were doing as their custom had enabled them. But into that loss of hope, it is no surprise that these scriptures speak again to the world and the situation that we find ourselves in, because the scriptures speak into the void, into the emptiness and the darkness that is around us. These are the events that happened in the first Holy Week, leading to the darkest hour of humanity so far, when the Creator of the world declared it is finished, where darkness came over the whole earth for 3 hours, representing the sin and the graveness of the penalty that was due to me, James Boyd, and to each one of us, but that he was taking it on his shoulders for us. But yet here in this passage, we see the very essence of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. First one, after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. In the pain, in the fear, in the desolation, they continue to look for Jesus. That's really important for you and for me. But look what happens in verse 2. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified." Now enter their confusion. Not just the earthquake, the stone being rolled away, and an angel appearing to them. Enter the confusion that they believed Jesus was dead. It was all over. Everything they'd hoped for should have stopped. But now this angel says, "Do not be afraid." He speaks in to their very heart. I wonder, do you need to hear the whisper today from the Lord? Do not be afraid. Verse 6, the angel says, "Do not be afraid, for he is not here. He has risen, just as he said he would. Come and see the place where he lay. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said he would." This is a faithful God being true to his promise. That's amazing. A faithful God being true to his promise. And that same faithful God whispers into your heart and into your soul, into my heart and into my soul, do not be afraid today. He has conquered death and he is alive again. He has conquered life's final enemy and he now stands triumphant. Jesus is not found where we expect him to be. The women expected Jesus to be dead in a tomb. Where do you expect to find Jesus? It's a really crucial question today. Where do you expect to find Jesus? Because often he's not to be found where you're expecting him. He will reveal himself to you. He will show himself to you. Whenever you search, you will find. Whenever you ask, he will answer you. But he cannot be contained in the box that you have put him into. I know in my life, at one period in my life, I put Jesus into a lovely cardboard box. I put the brown parcel tape around it and I set him into the attic because I thought I had him worked out. And I put him away because I thought to myself, just like we do with everything else in our house that we're not quite sure what to do with. We're not quite sure, well, we can't get rid of it because we might need it one day. That's what I thought. So I put Jesus in this box, put parcel tape around it, and in a sense put him into the attic, the back of my mind, thinking one day I will need him, and I'll know where to find him. I'll get him out. And in my head, I'd contained Jesus into my neat, tidy little box. How silly was I? He can't be put in a box. I can't put him in a box. You can't put him in a box. Death Can't put him in a box. He's alive. The grave couldn't even contain him. And his promises are true, and he promises us that the grave will not contain you and I if we receive him as our Savior and Lord today. That the grave will hold no, the grave will hold nothing over us except hope that we will see our loved ones and our Savior once again. Jesus was the first to rise from the dead, but he won't be the last. This is what makes faith in Jesus different from all the other world religions. Their prophets, their good men, all died. Their teaching may have been good. Their teaching may have elements in it that we can live by. But they died. Because they were not God. The God of Christianity declares that he alone is God. The God of Christianity declares that the grave could not hold him, that he rose again. And that's factually and historically backed up by non-Christian historians writing at the time. Jesus appeared to over 500 people after his resurrection. And he continues to appear to people today. What happened next in this story? Well, these women, after the angel had said this to them, they went skipping and leaping to tell others. They were sent to tell others that Jesus is alive. Now, there's the crucial point of Christianity for you if you're a believer. You're to be skipping and leaping and telling others that Jesus is alive. This is the day to declare it. Oh, happy days. You washed my sin away. Jesus, you're alive today. And what happens whenever they go and declare that to the other disciples? Let's look at verse 8. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. That's really crucial, filled with joy. And ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Jesus turned up when they least expected it. And he can turn up when you least expect it as well. Even in this awful mess of loneliness, of isolation, of being locked in a room or in our homes and houses, Jesus can still turn up. I wonder, where are you looking for him today? What are you expecting him to do today? I urge you, I implore you to simply seek him with no agenda, but to seek the Lord. And the scriptures promise us that he will turn up. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you're the God who knows us and the God who loves us. And we thank you you've given us a mandate that we ensure other people are known and loved by us and by you. So Lord, today, as we've prayed over the last number of weeks, we continue to pray for NHS frontline staff, for the hospitals and for everyone who makes them work. Grant them peace, grant them grace and grant them wisdom, grant them strength as the days linger, as the weeks drag on. Give them all that they need. Be to us as a community of believers gathering across our homes and across this parish today. Grant to us the knowledge of your presence with us, of peace and grace in our situations. And we take a moment to pray for ourselves. To pray for our families. For our friends. and for the community around us. Praying for the streets that we know and love. Lord, we come now to remember your life, your death, and your resurrection. We come with the knowledge that we are not worthy. And so we do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We're not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father Almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Father, creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female you created us. And even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of a new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. We look for the coming of his kingdom. To accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be one in your holy church, partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom, with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So the bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. We invite you to draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, his blood, which he shed for you, remembering that he died for you, and feed him in your hearts by faith and with thanksgiving. Sue Wilson, the body of Christ broken for you. So, Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup give life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. So keep us firm in the hope that you've set before us. So we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We will be back again next week at 10:30. If you need anything in the meantime, our contact details are 02892. There's a good one, isn't it? It's 02892528242. That's 02892528242 or info@derevolgate.com. Keep an eye on the website and the Facebook page to keep up to date. We enjoy having you as a part of us. Thank you.